Graham, you've been writing, illustrating children's books for such a long time now. We won't say how long, but this is probably, what, your 20th, 30th book?
I think I must have done about that many. I was just thinking I ought to go home and count them up one day.
You're well known in children's book circles for bringing back the art of beautiful, complicated illustration. So many more children have been brought up to appreciate, I think, now that pictures can be complex, that they can look at them for a long time, not just that quick glance. When you started out, were you sort of just basing that on the things that you loved as a child?
Yeah, very much. In fact, all the way through, I've been just doing stuff that I love and hoping that other people kind of like it as well. When I did Animalia all those years ago, I was just basically wanting to illustrate everything as a young artist. And I just decided to organize it alphabetically. And other people picked up on the detail and they loved it too. So I think we shouldn't ever underestimate kids' abilities. I mean, you should always shoot over their heads and encourage them to rise to the occasion, rather than, you know, just keeping it simple.
And I would imagine most of your books are really popular overseas as well. Have you found that, you know, a ready audience overseas?
Yeah, early on with Animalia, America sort of became the main market for a very, very long time, which was great. But interestingly, just recently I've started travelling through into China and introducing my books to a whole new market over there. And it's absolutely wonderful. At first, there's a sort of a real reticence in the kids when I'm talking to them to engage. But really, they're exactly the same as the kids here or America or Europe or anywhere else. And I have a translator, of course, and we have an awful lot of fun. So that's been a really exciting new thing.
Given the amount of work in your books, they're fairly simple storylines, but then again, of course, they're totally fleshed out and supported by the illustrations. How long does it take you to actually complete a book?
I'm actually getting quicker. Animalia took 3 years of my life when I was 20-something, but these days, about a year, I suppose. The stories, yeah, they are the quicker part of the two processes, because the artwork is very detailed. But because I do both, it enables me to leave the story kind of intention while I'm doing the artwork, so I can tweak it and change it and just get the nuances just right. It's all about trying to pick exactly the right words. The less words you use, the more important it is to think about each one and make sure it's the right one.
It's an interesting thing with children's books, with illustrators, because often you will have an illustrator and a writer. Publishers often try and take a manuscript from a writer and then match it with an illustrator. In fact, it's more common in a lot of ways. So you've got a lot more control doing the two. As you said, you can change it and you can tweak it and do things like that. But does it leave you feeling as if you're a writer or an artist?
Oh, an artist. I mean, I started writing, to be honest, only so that I could illustrate what I wanted rather than what somebody else told me to do. I had illustrated a couple of other books by other writers, and it was kind of a bittersweet experience. I had my sort of vision, but it wasn't always the same as the writers, of course. But over the years, the texts have become more important. You know, really, you know, Jungle Drums is talking about bullying. I did a book called The Worst Band in the Universe to do with, you know, innovation and every generation having its voice that needs to be heard. A lot of books also about the environment and the need to conserve and share and cherish. So I suppose as I've just got older, I felt that I had an opportunity not just to enjoy myself and do all my colouring in and, you know, which sort of is my creative outlet, but also to take, you know, the chance to say something which might resonate or sort of stay with a child or an adult for that matter beyond, you know, the last page.